This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States announced it is imposing economic sanctions on 17 Saudi officials Thursday for their role in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the move comes as Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor sought the death penalty for five suspects in the murder.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has to result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking after the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said he had talked about the proposed second summit in a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
We talked about the importance of this moment and in our negotiations over achieving a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are in the process of planning another summit between President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand that the Trump administration has made of North Korea since Trump and Kim held an historic first summit in Singapore in June. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.